Wildlife collisions along northern highways, they're quite common. In fact, recently, a deer was killed along Highway 16. But if it was not for one Alberta farmer stopping to put the deer out of its misery, the story would have just ended right there. But Sean Steele did stop, and that's where we pick up the story this morning. And good morning, Sean.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, so what happened?
Oh, well, we were coming to Rupert here, and that guy in front of us hit a doe and ran it over, obviously. But anyway, I stopped behind him, and the doe was still alive, so I was going to go out and kind of put it out of its misery. And I dragged it off the highway there, and seen its, well, basically, it was kind of cut in half, or kind of its guts were hanging out, so it... I seen the uterus and whatever else in the calf. It was still alive, so I seen it twitching in there. So I did a cesarean on the doe on the side of the road. I cut her open, pulled the fawn out, got it breathing. You kind of wiped it down a bit, cleaned out its mouth, stuffed some grass in its nose to get it to sneeze and get all that crap out of it. And the thing started breathing. So it's we just dried it off and looked after it. And the lady that was in the truck, she had stopped, and she was standing at the side of the road watching me. And she just stood there with a look on her face, and she just said, "What the hell just happened?" She said, "We ran a deer over, and you do a cesarean, and then drag the fawn out and get it to breathe." She couldn't believe that it just happened. That's basically it. And then we got it going. I dragged it off and put it in the back seat of my truck. Got a hold of the game warden, and he said he'd never heard a story like that before either. So he gave us the number of that deer sanctuary, or that animal sanctuary that's up there. But yeah, we took it up to them, and they went and fed it some milk, and apparently it's doing fine.
My goodness, could you have imagined? I mean, that's like a once in a lifetime experience. Question some of our listeners might have is, how did you know what to do?
Well, I milk cows for 20 years, and we still live on a farm, so we got lots of experience with animals.
Perform a cesarean section, and then at the same time, knowing to put grass, a blade of grass at its nose. Why would you do that?
Well, I'd get it to sneeze, so it gets all that fluid and stuff out of its lungs, and then it gets them started. You dry it out like a cow, like they lick the calf to get it motivated, right, to get it the blood circulating. So you just wipe them off, and you know, it's just the way it always happens. Even with a calf, you gotta, you know, sometimes get them started like that.
Not everybody, or not, I'm not sure how many people would actually stop if they see a deer get hit. I imagine a lot of people might just continue to drive on by.
Yeah, probably. But the doe still had her head up, so I didn't want her suffering.
Did anyone stop and kind of watch what you're doing?
No, just that lady that ran there was a lady and her husband that were heading to Rupert to go fishing too. So she stopped, so I stopped right behind her. I seen the doe going underneath her truck, so it didn't really do any damage to her truck, but the doe was kind of, obviously it still had its head up, but it couldn't move, and I didn't want it suffering. So I told my wife I was just going to go over there and slit its throat. But I had a knife in my truck, so I just dragged it off the highway so nobody would see. And then, like I said, the guts are hanging out of that doe, the uterus was right there, so I just cut open the uterus and pulled the fawn out.
So ended a life, but actually, at the same time, brought a life into the world.
Pretty much.
What was it like to see the little one kind of emerge completely well-fine?
Surprised it was living, because the way that deer got hit, you know, its guts were right in the middle, but obviously it never got run over. It didn't have any broken legs. I checked the legs and stuff, and they're all good. So, you know, it was amazing that doe didn't suffer any damage either, or that fawn.
And the fawn was given a name.
Yeah. My cousin's, my wife phoned my cousin, and she came up with the name Friday. That's what day it was. So that's the name they gave the fawn.
Sean, what's been the reaction to your story? What do people, when you tell, you share your story, I imagine there's a little bit of disbelief.
Yeah, well, it's obviously, because you wouldn't be phoning me My wife put it on Facebook, or sent it to my daughter. And when it went on her Facebook, then all of a sudden it just went crazy.
People love their animals.
I guess so, yeah. So, you know, it's like, you know, obviously I hunt and fish, so it's, you know, we're used to chasing deer around the bush, but that's just, you know, most people don't realize hunters are some of the biggest conservationists out there.
We hear of, hard-to-believe hunting stories all the time. But of course, the classic fish stories that people bring back that you might not believe, but this one probably might top them all.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Probably hasn't happened to too many guys. Probably not a lot of guys would even stop. Hmm. It's just instinct. I guess you want to see what's inside something sometimes. You know, it's when you're fishing, you want to see what it's eating, right? So, but, yeah, no, we've just seen that... the fawn was, the legs were hanging out, so we just did a cesarean on it.
Well, I'll have to leave it there. Sean, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
All right. Bye.
Sean Steele, no big deal. Driving to Prince Rupert when he witnessed a deer collision. He cut the deer open, pulled a fawn from the body. The fawn is now at the Northern Lights Wildlife Shelter. Pictures and video of Friday the deer can be found on Facebook at Daybreak North.